Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW.
It's a Mesiro Monday. This month, we're talking about planning for the future, especially for the next generation. Something I think a lot of us wish our parents may have been able to do for us. I didn't mean that against my parents. They tried their best. I guess it's like if you're having these conversations, Jennifer Rosenblum, you're in a good spot, right?
Yes.
If you're trying to help your kids build for their future, right. And this may not apply to everyone, but even a couple dollars here and there starts the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
One new tool in the tool chest, perhaps for parents and for this next generation, are the Trump accounts, is what they're essentially called. Mm-hmm. They were part of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, and there's a lot going on here, and I know the IRS hasn't tackled this entirely yet,
right.
So there's some confusion, but the idea essentially is what? To have a place that parents, we can put money
right.
for it to grow for our kids to use one day.
Yes. The idea is to allow kids who are not earning income, because mm-hmm. in order to open a Roth IRA or IRA or any of that, you need to have income. But the idea of this is to eliminate that need.
You can start earlier,
You can start earlier. You can start when they're born.
Right.
And so if you have a child that's born between January 1st of 2025 and December 31st of 2028, the government will give you $1,000 seed money one time.
Jackpot for David.
Woohoo!
He falls in this.
He does, absolutely.
My son gets $1,000. So, I mean, let's just stop right there. That and that alone. Great. That'll sit there. It'll go into some, and it has to go into a low fees.
Yep, like an ETF or an index fund, something like that. The rule said it must be invested in low fee index mutual funds or ETFs with fees capped at 0.1% mm-hmm. annually. So I don't know if that means you could just keep it in the money market. I would hope not. I think this is encouraging people to invest that
money.
I
think it is supposed to be put into an ETF or something along those lines.
Because if you think about, if you grow at 10%, let's just say a year, you put it in the market, it grows 10% a year. Every 7.2 years, you double that money. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful thing. And if you get that $1,000 when the baby's first born, it could be certainly $3,000 or more by the time they go to college.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah, or four.
And imagine if it goes higher and higher. I mean, really, it can start to grow, and that could at least start the ball rolling on some of the saving.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you and I were talking before we hit record. It's like a blend of a Roth and a 529 and maybe not a Roth, a traditional IRA.
Traditional IRA, yes. Right.
Because I understand, it's a mix of everything.
It's a mix of everything because the contributions parents can make, or employers, it said on there as well, that WGN is going to contribute to David's IRA.
Good idea. I like that, yeah.
listen to me, WGM. parents or employers can contribute up to $5,000 after tax, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a Roth, but then it grows tax deferred. At 18, they can start taking money out, and the taxes they would have to pay would be the growth.
Yes.
And it would be taxed at income tax rate of that child. So normally at 18, you're not making a whole lot of money yet. Your tax rate's going to be low.
Right.
It's going to be 10% or less. So if they take the money out at 18, it can certainly stay in that IRA and just become a regular IRA and keep growing. It can be used for a first down payment. It can be used for retirement. It can be used for many, many different things.
I know that at 18, it can be taken out for things. I mean, there's exemptions, right? Like an IRA, if I take it out before 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty,
right?
Your 401k.
Right.
This would fit that as well, unless it's a first-time home purchase, if there's a medical or a disability expense, an education expense. So this is like, it's kind of like got a little 529,
yep.
little HSA.
Yeah, yes.
And then this first-time home purchase thing.
Yes.
But I think that's a smart way to do it because,
right.
Yes, it's great to save till you're 18, but the last thing we want our kids doing at 18 is taking the money out to buy a car.
Right.
Something exactly. stupid that they don't, I mean, you need a car, don't get me wrong, but
right.
like some fancy car that they don't need.
Right.
We want them
right.
to save that for their first house when maybe they're 25 or 30.
There's some limits on it, which is, I think, is good. And yeah. and us as parents, we're not the ones who are limiting them. It's the government.
Yeah.
We can put it on the government that they're the ones who are limiting that.
As we learn more about this, you'll have to come back on and explain
okay.
it. Because I just think, as we've said, Congress writes laws, IRS has to interpret,
yes.
and they're going to be writing the books on what is or doesn't count.
Right.
So maybe it's best to wait a little longer before we right. proclaim exactly what's happening here.
And they aren't available until July 4th of next year. They don't even start, and they're not even in existence until
America's
then.
250th birthday?
Yes, exactly, exactly. How'd you guess?
I know,
yes.
there you go. A lot around that day.
Yes, yes. Well, so it will be interesting. The custodian with whom we work, there's been no chatter yet because
mm-hmm. can't do it yet.
You can't do it yet. So
we'll wait and see.
It will be interesting. But really, it's for that $1,000. Like I said, is just for people born in the next 4 years. But the ability to contribute is for anybody 18 and under.
Okay.
So even if you have a two-year-old, 12-year-old, you can contribute that $5,000 a year.
And that's big.
It I mean, is.
To be able to do it early.
Absolutely.
And even if they have to pay the income tax on it, that's their money at that point.
Absolutely.
And they can put some aside. Okay. It's interesting. Let's save a little bit more for next week. How
okay.
about that? That's
Sounds
Jennifer
good.
Rosenblum. 1-877-MESERO, mesero.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesero advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesero at 877-MESIROW.